For the last few years, many opponents of the proposed Pebble Mine have called for a comprehensive examination of the potential impacts of a large-scale mineral extraction project in the Bristol Bay watershed. Just such an examination is in legislation introduced in the Alaska Legislature. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
House Concurrent Resolution 15 asked the Legislative Council to contract with the National Research Council to conduct an independent assessment of the consequences of a large-scale mineral extraction project in the Bristol Bay watershed. The resolution was introduced by Representative Alan Osterman from Kodiak, and it has to run the gauntlet of the House Fisheries, Resources, and Finance Committees before ever reaching the floor of the House. It would then need to make it through the Senate before the end of the session next month. That would seem daunting, but the resolution has a strong supporter in District 37 State Representative Bryce Edgeman from Dillingham, who chairs the House Fisheries Committee.
I fully support having the Academy do this holistic review of the mine, and not just from the sort of the environmental perspective as the NEPA process would under the current permitting system, but to stand back and look at all the socioeconomic factors, to look at impact on the demographics, to look at the impact on the whole watershed from every imaginable perspective.
One of the underlying concerns about developing the Pebble Mine is that pollution from a mine could end up in the Nooshiegak and Quijack Rivers, which are major drivers for the yearly salmon runs that have made Bristol Bay famous. One of the organizations opposing the resolution is the Alaska Miners Association. The group's executive director is Steve Burrell. He says the resolution, if passed, will have a chilling effect on anyone contemplating investing in mineral exploration in Alaska. In a letter that was sent to the chair of the House Fisheries Committee, Burrell wrote that if HCR 15 passes even just the Fisheries Committee, the negative impacts will be felt in this summer's exploration levels.
People know that Pebble is under tremendous attack, and they're going to say, oh, so they're going to derail Pebble with this. And if something which that appears to be as good a project as Pebble can get derailed by something like this, why do I have a chance?
House Concurrent Resolution 15 has been referred to the House Fisheries Committee, but a hearing for the resolution has yet to be scheduled. One of the organizations supporting the resolution is Trout Unlimited. Lindsay Bloom is a Bristol Bay commercial fisherwoman, and she's a spokesperson for Trout Unlimited.
The Pebble debate has become so contentious and so heated amongst many of us stakeholders and lawmakers and agency officials in the state of Alaska. I think bringing in an outside third party like what's suggested in the resolution, the National Academy of Sciences, would be incredibly healthy.
House Concurrent Resolution 15 has a sister resolution that was introduced last week in the state Senate. Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 has been referred to the Senate Resources Committee, but a hearing has yet to be set. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.